That tonight. Amen. Look in your Bibles, the book of John tonight, John chapter 6. And what a joy it is to look into God's Word tonight. And the Lord been dealing my heart for a few days on this text. Well, a while back I started thinking about this, and then it seemed like it kind of stayed on the sideline for a while, and then this week God began stirring it fresh in my heart and want to try to help us. We know we're living in the last days. We can tell that in reading the Scriptures and then looking at our world around us, and we're seeing things, and I've talked with pastors even of late, and a lot of folks are wondering, man, what do we do? Where do we go? And what's going on? But I believe we, as we read Scripture, we can see exactly what's happening. Amen? And this will kind of help us in these last days. We have those that come and those that go, those that seem to get saved, and others that seem like they come hear truth and they leave out the same way they came. Well, I believe the Scripture give you light on all that as we look at it. But I'll look at a thought tonight at the latter part of John chapter 6, beginning in verse number 66. John chapter 6, and beginning in verse 66. You're willing and able to stand tonight, and we'll read down through the remainder of this chapter. Then we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. And John chapter 6 and verse 66, the Bible said, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is the devil. Now I'm going to stop reading and say this. Brother Ben mentioned about the Calvinists last week, and they talked about being chosen. Well, what did they do with that verse? Did you read what it said? Judas was chosen. He didn't lose his salvation. He didn't have nothing to start with. I like to know what they do with that business right there. Because, friend, Jesus knew about Judas. From the beginning, it didn't catch him by surprise. And by the way, God didn't make Judas do what he did. He did what he did by his own free accord, amen, his free will. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? And one of you is the devil. He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost living deep on the inside. I pray now for a little while you'd give me a traveling mind in the Scripture. I pray give me unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach what you've laid upon my heart for this hour. I pray, Lord, that you'd take the Word. May it find a good soul in our heart, find its resting place. Encourage it, people. I pray, Lord, for that sinner that's here tonight on that broad way of destruction. Lord, may this be the night that the Holy Ghost would convict them and save them before it's everlasting too late. Lord, help us as your people. I know these are the last days, and Lord, you've got something in the Word to help us tonight in these last days. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight on an unusual thought out of this text for just a few minutes here tonight on this subject of leavers, cleavers, and deceivers. Leavers, cleavers, and deceivers. We find these three groups of people in this text of Scripture. You said, preacher, you got to talk about the last day. I did. And in Timothy, and I'll go that verse a little bit, some shall depart from the faith. Now, I've talked with preachers even in this day who are experiencing that taking place in their church. And I'll say something, Gateway will not be exempt from that either. There'll be some that stay and there'll be some that leave. It happens everywhere. Sometimes sheep get nervous when that happens and begin to say, well, this must be the cause, that must be the cause. But ladies and gentlemen, understand this. Everybody Nobody has a free will, and they'll do only what they want to do. Amen. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Did you get that? Amen. Say it again. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. That's right. People will do whatever they want to do. Now, as I thought today, and I thought, Lord, this is Wednesday night, and yet this is what you're putting on my heart. I want to help you to understand. If someone falls by the wayside, it breaks their heart, yes, and we ought to weep and pray for them. But we don't quit. We don't throw in the towel. We stay true to God. We serve God. We go on with God, regardless what others may do around us. Well, I thought about these three groups of people tonight that we find in this text. First of all, there are the leavers of verse 66, those that leave. The Bible said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Now, the Lord spoke to my heart and emphasized in the latter part of that verse, and walk no more with him. Now, as a preacher, and these guys that are preachers and a pastor understand this, folks, that don't take something personal. You can't help it. It's still personal. It still hurts. It still breaks the pastor's heart. You pour yourself into them. You pray for them. You preach to them. You visit them. And they still leave sometime. But here's what they're leaving. It's not us. It's him. Amen. They walk no more with him. Amen. And we see that. Someone said, preacher, man, they look like they had it. Looked like they was doing well. But now, preacher, they're out. They're back where they were. You got to go back to Matthew 13. There's four types of soil. And some of it looked like it's springing up good and quick, but it had no root. Amen. Hey, the proof of that root is its fruit. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, there are those who leave. Now we notice in this chapter, why did these leave the Lord? Why did they walk no more with the Lord? First, because of his message of this chapter. He began to preach after the feeding of the multitude and the walking on the water and still in the waters. And they came to the other side and they saw him there and they came. They didn't come real to him. They come to get their belly full. I can prove that with scripture because he let them know plainly in that chapter. He said in verse 26 of John 6, Jesus answered him and said, verily, verily, I say to you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. That it's what they could get as long as it suited them. They hung around. But this message got real straight. Jesus said, I am the bread from heaven. He let them know very quickly, there ain't but one way to God, and I'm it. And everybody wasn't happy with that. Now, as long as they're getting their belly full, and there was some excitement, a few miracles, that was fine. But when the preaching got straight, when the preaching got pointed, then, ladies and gentlemen, they took off. And I'll tell you something, listen to me, I'm not being mean by this. Been here a year and a half, and you're fine, and I try to preach what God gives me. And the message is not always going to set well. There is no way, even here tonight, I could please all you sitting here. There ain't no way. Well, Lord, we could get up here and talk about, use an illustration about ice cream, and talk about I like chocolate, and somebody's blessed God, I like strawberry. Right? We couldn't agree on all that. But listen, the simple things is not what bothers folk. It's not the moving of a plant. It's not that somebody parked in my parking space. That is not the root of the problem. The problem is when the preaching gets to where you live. And some folk are probably getting, preaching's a little more pointed now a year and a half later. And you say, but because you know us, that's part of it, yes. But I don't preach because I know something about you. I try to stay away from it. Just be honest. But when the Holy Ghost said, here it is, Doc, you take it, you preach it, don't back up, don't choose compromise, don't sidestep it, preach it, preacher, then I've got to preach it. Amen. And therefore, sometimes the message is going to get too straight for folk. Amen. We're not in the entertainment business around here. Even on this night, I'm not trying to work a thing up. I've said amen where I felt led to say amen, and that's what I've done. But I've not been trying to prime and pump you tonight because, listen, some Wednesday we're just tired and we're not right into it all that much. But what my job is to preach you what God said in His Word. And He let us know there's a crowd who left Him. Why would we think they wouldn't leave us? Amen. If they'd leave the Lord, who's opened the eyes of the blind, making lame walk, if they'd leave Him, why wouldn't they leave us? Amen. Everybody don't like our message. Some folk want a feel-good message. Well, I'm not from Texas. Amen. I don't have $1 million smile. Amen. I have no psychology degree, but I got a Bible that God said to preach. And this Bible changed my life and is changing my life, and it will yours. Amen. Hey, if you get upset, talk to the author. Amen. I didn't write the book. Hey, you ain't beat your mailman up lately, have you? Huh? When all the bills come, your cable bill, your credit card bill, Lord, and it's going to be a big one come January. Amen. You don't go out and rock him off, do you? And say, get out of here. No, it's your bill. And when preaching gets that close to you and I, we ought to respond properly, correctly, and say, God, forgive me. God, help me. Amen. If you don't do that, you'll be a part of the leaving crowd. Amen. Your flesh can tolerate and put up with preaching for a while. But after a while, it's going to get tired of that hammer, that book, keep doing that, and you got to do something, get right or get out. That's where it winds up. And I'm not, hey, and I've never been about running folk off, but if this book runs you off, that's between you and God. Amen. And we find the crowd left, the message got too straight. And listen, they're upset also with the master because he's the one told it to them. Amen. He let them know, I am He. I'm He. I'm the bread. And your fathers ate bread in the wilderness and they died. He said, but I'm the bread that'll give you life. Amen. Hey, we find tonight there are those who leave because of the message and the master. But I remind you again over there in the book of 1 Timothy, I'll read it to you tonight. Chapter 4 and verse 1, he said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that's where we live, some, not all, and thank God for it, but some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry, commanded to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. We find that some will leave, they'll depart from the faith. They talk about believing it, talk about loving it, but then they leave it and go somewhere where they won't preach them the Bible. Most people that leave fundamental churches never make a step up. It's a step down. We're in a day they don't want standards nor conviction at church. But ladies and gentlemen, we have no choice. The Scripture teaches such. Amen. It's not a smorgasbord. It's not a buffet. The Bible's not. It's God's word, and what He said, He meant it. Amen. And we need to receive it and apply it and let it change us. The Bible said over there in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Hey, it happened. They leave sometimes. We ain't had nobody in a long time do that, but if they do understand, it happens everywhere. Amen. As a preacher talked with me today, I have no answers for him outside just keep on preaching. That's all I know. We've got to stay true to the Word of God, not a tradition, not what I think, not my opinion, not what you think, not your opinion, but what God says, what we got to stay with. Amen. They're the leavers. They leave. They'll leave the Lord because they're not really part of us. But number two, notice in verse 67 through 69, they are the cleavers tonight. those that stayed, the Bible said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter, when they got asked to go, Lord, we can't leave. There's nowhere else to go. If you leave the Lord, where are you going to go? Amen. Hey, understand there's safety in being near the Lord. Amen. Hey, you become open game for the devil and the world when you stray away from the shepherd. Amen. Hey, he talked to them and said, you going to go? Peter said, hey, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Hey, do you notice something about this crowd that cleaves? And I'll deal more with that word in a minute. But in our text, notice that those that are cleavers, those that stay, they believe right. For the Bible said there in verse 69, and we believe and are sure. Hey, what you believe in, what you're sure, thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. People that stay around the Lord believe right. Amen. Hey, they believed who he was. No, they believe right, but they behave right. They stay. You don't think everybody around you at some time has had the notion, I'm tired of the fight. Everybody's had that notion. I'm tired of fighting all this stuff. It crosses you. Hey, I promise you as a pastor, it happens to me a lot. Amen. Hey, I've studied and prayed before, knew what the will of God was. I was excited in my study, ready to come out here. I mean, buddy, my soul's cutting cartwheels. And in my mind, I'm seeing all kinds of, and get up and it. Amen. And when I get out of here, I think, what are you doing? Amen. But you know what I've come to realize? Ain't nowhere else to go. Amen. You want to jump off in the world? Hey, help yourself. You ain't going to like the result. Amen. I say again, there's safety in being near the shepherd. Amen. You better just go ahead and say, well, no matter what nobody else does, no matter what they do to me, no matter what comes or goes, by the good grace of God, I'll just stay true to the Lord. Amen. Because you see over in the book of Acts, they began to hear about Antioch, the apostles did. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 11, beginning verse 21, listen to what's going on. The Bible said, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which is in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Now listen to verse 23. Who, when he came, had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. That word cleave, I'm talking about cleavers back there in them verses. They stay. Why do you, that word cleave, listen to it. It means to hold fast. It means remain in a place with a person. What about that? It means to adhere to abide still, continue it. Listen to this. It also means to glue or cement to. You ever heard the statement, you ought to stick like glue? There it is in the Bible. Hey, what comes or goes, we need to cleave unto the Lord. Hey, this thing ain't going to get better. He said that seducers are going to wax worse and worse. Hey, it's going to be just like Jesus said in the Gospels, and as Paul wrote to the church over and over again, in the last days there's deceivers, there's all kinds of wickedness on every hand. But look up, Jesus is coming. Amen. It lets you know very soon that Jesus will descend with a shout and the voice of the archangel and get us out of here. You cleave to the Lord. You hang on to his word. Get you a promise and hang on to it. Don't give up. Amen. Hey, be a cleaver tonight.
We see in verse 6 the leavers, in verse 6, 7 through 10, the cleaver. But then verse 70 through 71, we see the deceivers. For it talked about here, I've chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil. And it's Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now, understand something about Judas. He looked like everybody else. He sure did. He had the language of everybody else. But he was a devil from the beginning. Amen. Do you realize that? Hey, understand, Judas is a part of Luke 10, where Jesus sent out 70. Two by two, gave them power to do great things, casting out devils. He's part of that crowd. He's part of that crowd. He looks so much like them that when you get over in the book of John, chapter 12, his true colors are beginning to show a little bit, but yet the others around him couldn't see it. Because in John 12, remember when Mary anointed the Lord and said, this is a waste. Do you realize it's Judas that started that conversation? It was Judas that said this could be sold for 300 pence. Judas began all that. Why was it? Well, the Bible tells us, John 12, verse 6, this he said, not that he cared for the poor. He didn't care about nobody. He wasn't interested in what the Lord was doing, wasn't interested in what was happening in this world that was lost without God. Hey, he didn't care. But because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Now listen, he was so good nobody caught on to that. Because when you go over just a little further, in John chapter 13, at the Last Supper, when the Lord instituted our ordinance of the Lord's Supper, in John 13, all these events are going, and he tells them somebody's going to betray me. And man, they're looking around, who is it? Lord, who is it? And he says, he that puts that sop in with me. And verse 26 of that chapter said, and when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Oh, listen to me. He pointed him out. He said, this sop, that's him. They still don't get it. They still didn't see it. The Bible went on to say in verse 29, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He looked so much like everybody else. He acted like everybody else, but he didn't know the Lord. Amen. Now hear me tonight. You can go to a good fundamental Baptist church and learn how to act. Matter of fact, in most of them, it's legislated. Hello. Let me throw this out. This will be a blessing to you. You do know that bylaws are not for sheep. We all right? They're to keep goats corralled because sheep follow the shepherd. Amen. Sheep eat sheep food. Goat will eat anything. Amen. Hey, you got all that. Hey, he even told us in the book of Jude, the last days, the threshold of the coming of the Lord with the book of the Revelation. He said that they're going to creep in unawares. They're going to come in. They're going to look like you, going to act like you, sit down beside you. You're going to think they're one of us. But he said they're not. You might. Hey, that don't mean we'll preach that. We better look. Hey. That ain't for you to start being some kind of spiritual police. But it's that you keep yourself straight and keep yourself living for God regardless of what everybody else does. Amen. Hey, they are going to be deceived. They are going to be. But thank God for the cleavers. Hey, I'm thankful for you being here tonight. That's why, listen, that's why I don't get up here and preach 99 reasons why y'all to be faithful to church. Not on Wednesday night, I'm not. You here. Amen. And you've done figure something out. Some of the roughest preaching you're going to hear me do is when? Sunday morning. Because I only got one shot at them. Amen. Got to load their wagon, as Brother Charles Worley said, to the wheels wobble while they're here. You're faithful. I'm wanting you to know tonight, you're among a crowd that still believes right and is doing right. Don't you let your flesh, don't you let the devil, don't you let the world talk you out of being faithful to the house of God. You keep doing what's right. Hey, there is a rewarding day out later on out of this world. Amen. I remind you, we're not an earthly people. We are a heavenly people. I know there's a crowd talking they're going to inherit the earth. They can't have it. I was about to say let them have it, but they can't even have it. That's the Jews. There's a group of real estate that is only theirs only. Amen. But we, as I preached the other Sunday, we're part of that heavenly home, that new Jerusalem, city that lies four square. Amen. Hey, we need to just keep going forward. Keep following the Lord. There's nowhere else to go. Amen. I say this, and I'm the first time I ever sung a special in church, I guess 15 years old, hadn't been right the Lord very long as far as being real dedicated. Now, don't think I can't pick a guitar. I chord and I beat. That's why you never hear me play. But someone in a Wednesday night prayer meeting one night said, I'd like to hear Davey sing a song. And you talk about fear gripping somebody. How about passed out right on the pew? And I said, I can't deny it, but I promise I'll do it. And the first song I ever sung was Where Could I Go But to the Lord. That's settled my heart a long time. What else you gonna do? The arm of the flesh will fail you. Friends will run off and leave you. But the Lord, He's not gonna leave you. He's faithful. He said, I'm going with you all the way. And He meant that. Hey, we can finish this thing with glory in our soul. Just be a cleaver. Cleave unto the Lord. Purpose with all your heart. I'm gonna cleave to Him. Come what will. And by the way, that'll get tried. It'll get tried. But hey, when the wind all quits blowing from the storm, it'll still be you and Jesus. You're going to be all right. You're going to come out on the other side. Amen. Safe and sound because of the Lord, one you serve. Amen. Hey, let's be a part of that cleaving crowd till Jesus comes. Amen. Father, take the message. Use it for thy glory. I'm trying my best to preach to you, to this congregation, what you wanted me to preach. And Lord, I pray, help me. Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, my flesh is as weak as anybody else's. And I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd enable me, Lord, to be filled with thy spirit and put on the whole armor of God and finish with glory in my soul. Help each one here tonight. Lord, there's multiple Christians here tonight facing things that, Lord, I can't fix and I don't even know an answer to give them. But, Lord, you're there. You'll help them. Lord, may they stay faithful to you till you take us out of this old world. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.